Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And that's, gosh, while I'm talking about it, I'm going to give you phone numbers, because why don't we go ahead and do our missing link giveaway, because we've got a line open for anybody that wants to call in. You can choose any version of missing link other than the horse missing link. And How about missing link phrase of the day? How about Burlingame Veterinary Consulting?
Well, that's a good selection.
Yeah, I like that. Burlingame Veterinary Consulting, because that will get that. That's our missing link phrase of the day. Pick up your phone, give Kathy a call. You can pick any of the canine formulas, the wellness blend vegetarian formula, the cat formula, the bird formula, or the city chicken formula. So give her a call at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. You can email us here at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And you can also use that email address during the week if you'd like to send email to me. And, of course, if you'd like to be in touch with me about either a free telephone evaluation related to the behavior and training issues you're having with your animal friends, you can call me. Or if you would like to join our Animal World family of advertisers, we'd love to have you. You don't have to be advertising something that's for animals. As long as it's good for animals, humans, or the earth that we live on, we would love to have you. And you can give me a call at 360-217-7258. If you need to mail something to Animal World, we've got a new mailing address, 13517 Woods Lake Road, 13517 Woods Lake Road, Monroe, Washington, 98272. Now, if you'd like to contact Dr. Bill off the air, you want a private consultation with him. It's Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. And that is what you use on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. You'll find him there. His website is www.billburlingamedvm.com. And you can email him, billburlingamedvm@gmail.com. Or you can call him for a consultation at 425-903-1913. That's 425-903-1913. And if you'd actually like to see him in a vet hospital clinic, then that would be Quilceta Veterinary Clinic. Dr. Bill's works Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And their phone number is 360-659-8482. 360-659-8482. And if you haven't been in there before, you tell me you're referred by Bill and Martha on the Animal World.
Thank you for all that. You know, when it comes to Missing Link,
yeah,
that's a really good product to include in a weight reduction plan because of the trace nutrients in there.
Oh, all right.
So just kind of a tip on that. So.
Well, so maybe we'll talk to Richard. Maybe he needs the cat formula.
Yes.
Let's find out if he's... Let's do that. So let's get back to the phones. Richard in Kirkland, welcome back to Animal World.
All right.
Hey. Now, I don't know if you just heard that, but we were talking about our Missing Link giveaway. Have you ever...
Oh, yeah, I did hear that.
Have you tried the Missing Link formula with Polly?
I think we tried that years ago with a cat we had in a... They wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, that's the problem with cats.
But we can, if you'd like, when we're done with our phone call, Richard, we could put you back on hold and have Kathy, get your information for, we can give you the Missing Link.
Oh, okay.
For Polly, because Dr. Bill, you were saying Missing Link is good. Why? When you're
on
a
diet. Well, the trace nutrients.
The trace nutrients when you're on a diet.
When you're on a diet, a lot of times you're taking all the trace minerals out of your diet, and those are more important than your vitamins almost. So,
oh, okay.
So let's talk about getting Polly skinny.
All right, just a minute. Kathy, just want you to know that we're going to give the Missing Link to Richard, so we'll put him on hold after. Okay, so we're good then. Now you can go ahead with Richard.
Okay.
So what we're talking about is you have to know how much accurately you're feeding Polly in a 2 to 3 month period of time. You got to know on a daily basis, I'm feeding this many kernels. And
okay, so we count the kernels.
Unfortunately, that's the way you got to go about it, because you can make a fat cat really sick if you take them off the carbs too fast. And that's where I usually get a baseline on that. A blood chemistry screen, make sure everything's good and they're not pre-diabetic, which actually this will help diabetes.
Yeah, I think we had that.
Yeah, so anyways...
there's one thing he had, though. They said he might have a leukemia problem. They weren't sure. Yep. They wanted to test him again.
Okay, so essentially what we're going to do is either in 60 days or 90 days, 90 days is better.
90
we're
days
gonna,
is better, okay.
We're going to decrease... on a daily basis, X number of pieces of kibble while we're increasing the canned food.
Okay.
And we're going to give him whatever canned food. Does he really like canned food?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Great. He's going to like this diet. Because eventually we're not looking to lose any weight in the next 2 to 3 months. We're looking to get him off the dry food.
Oh, Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, your canned food has carbohydrate in it, but we can't, you know, change that away too much. So we're going to transition him to almost all canned foods in 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, so that's step number one. Step number one. We're going to wean him off the dry food.
But when he acts hungry, we're going to give him a lot of canned food to make him happy.
So you said he can pretty much have as much canned food as he wants.
Within reason, he gorges. But yeah. We're trying to reset his hormone system a little bit. And you got to do it slow. 2 to 3 months would be the fastest. Yes. I'd go for 3 months.
Okay, so Richard, have you got this?
The other thing is you want to get him weighed every couple weeks.
Every 2 weeks, huh?
Because if he's losing weight, you're not giving him enough canned food. We really don't want him to lose a lot of weight while you're doing this.
Oh, that's okay. So the goal is not to lose any weight at all in this 90 days. The primary goal is to get him off the dry food, but we're doing that slowly enough and increasing the canned food.
Right.
And we don't want a major weight loss.
No.
Now, Richard, so do you have a bathroom scale at home?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, well, the way you get his weight, you stand on it and get your own weight.
Okay.
And then you pick up Polly and you weigh the two of you together.
Okay.
And subtract your weight, and then you know how much Polly weighs.
Okay. Yeah. It's not very accurate scale. Is it all right if it's just general?
Well, yeah, it doesn't have to be.
No, it needs to be. How far are you from your veterinarian's office?
5 minutes.
Great. Take him down there and weigh him and take him some chocolate chip cookies or something. So.
You'll go to your vet.
Yeah. Hi, I'm in to get Polly's weight today. Oh, it's good to see you, Richard. And then give him some goodies for breakfast.
Yeah, so that, if you can do that, that's great. Does Polly travel okay?
Not bad.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't like to go.
All right, so you need to wait. Now then, so your first 90 days, the major goal is just to get him off the dry food.
Okay.
And you understand the protocol. You're going to take whatever that measuring cup, half a cup, whatever volume of dry food you're giving him in 1 day, pour that into a bowl.
Count them.
And then you're going to count all the nuggets. So
all
maybe
right.
there's like 100. Or 200, whatever it is, and that's how much you're giving him a day, then you know you're going to take 90 days. So you divide 90 days, 90, into the number of nuggets.
Right. Okay.
And that will tell you how many nuggets you eliminate every day. And
so that's an approximate number, but we know that, we're going to take 6 out a day or whatever.
Yeah.
And it'll start, as long as your measuring vessel is consistently the same. And I would have a vessel that you could actually kind of, put a level across the top and make sure it's level with the top. Does that make sense?
Right. We can use a knife or something.
Yeah, you want to approximate it. That's as accurate as we want to get. And then you start pulling nuggets out. Now, the other thing is you need to let your veterinarian know what you're doing.
All right. We'll do that.
So, because there are these manufactured weight reduction foods in cats, but I don't like to use them. But there are, fancy...
Yeah, we have one cat that has severe stomach problems, and we feed him this hyperallergenic food,
good.
And it's worked real good.
Right. Yeah, that's good for that, but it's not good if you're chubby.
All right, so your plan is you're going to count those kibbles, you're going to divide by 90, you're going to take that many away every day, you're going to give him...
90, okay.
Yeah, and so that at the end of 90 days, he'll be getting no dry food at all.
Okay.
But he's going to be getting canned foods. You will increase that as you're taking away the dry food. And
much canned food as he wants.
And within reason. We don't want him gorging all over the place.
We don't want him to lose a lot of weight, is what I'm saying.
Right now.
Okay, I see.
The weight loss comes after we're on the canned foods and he's acclimated to all this. Then you start slowly reducing the canned foods.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where the weight loss ought to be coming in, and that's another chapter. But we just want to see...
The weight loss doesn't, from the canned food, won't affect his liver, huh?
If you're giving him adequate number of calories, he should be just fine.
Oh, okay.
But that's why I don't want him losing weight, because there's carbohydrate in the canned foods, just not near as much.
Yeah.
So I want to give him lots of canned food so he doesn't lose weight. So we know we're satisfying what he thinks he needs. And then the next chapter is, now we're going to start backing you off. And then it's, you know, a little more exercise, maybe some walking, moving his food bowls around the house so he's got to go find the food. He's probably too chubby to actually play with him, but trying to get him to walk to find his food like he would do in the wild,
mm-hmm.
he's got to work to get the food. Now he doesn't work to get it.
No, he doesn't move around too much, actually.
Well, that's, he can't. So this is a very, the thing we're just trying to do is get him off the carbs. Without losing weight. I can't enforce that enough.
Yeah. So that's plan really one. And then, Richard, you can check back in with us then, for the next Vet Sunday when Dr. Bill's on, and let us know how you're doing. Because that should be within the 90 days.
But you got to talk to your veterinarian and make sure his blood work's healthy before you start this.
All right. We'll do that.
Good luck.
So you got all your marching orders now, Richard.
So we count the nuggets
mm-hmm.
and divide them by 90.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how many nuggets we're going to give them.
That's nuggets you're going to take out each day.
Oh, yeah, take out. Okay.
So you got to have an accurate measuring vessel that's level to the top, you know, run a knife across. Okay, that's about right. And then, you're going to take that level measuring vessel even to the top, and then I'm going to reach in and I'm going to take out 8 or 10 kernels every day.
No, okay.
You're taking out extra kernels every day.
But see, that's why you divide, so it's absolutely even. You're taking them out off. You're taking out the same amount.
So the first day you're
going to
take out 10 kernels. The next day you're going to take out 20 kernels. The next day you're going to take out 30 kernels. Then you're going to take out 40 kernels. You keep adding up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So by the end of 90 days, there won't be any kernels.
Hopefully there's nothing in there.
Yeah, and he's getting all canned food. Then we can look at really starting to take the weight off by reducing the canned, but we have to help his system transition to getting off all these carbs.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
I got you now.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World, Richard, and you keep us posted, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Good luck.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's see. And Kathy was talking to a listener, Carmen. And what she called in, Kathy, this website, she says, is helpful about losing weight with cats. Kathy's going to tell us what this message is all about here.
Yes.
So
can you hear me?
Yeah.
Carmen did call in and said that she found that this website was very helpful. It's catinfo.org. She said it's through a Dr. Lisa Peterson, which is a cat vet.
Mm-hmm.
And out of what area, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've been on that site. It's been a while.
Okay.
But she said it really was very helpful to her.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure she's got another idea. So.
Yeah, we can all check that out. But I'm just so glad we had a chance to have that discussion. We've not had it on the air before, and that is so beneficial for people to hear about how to actually safely take weight off cats. And Richard's on hold for missing link.
Yeah.
And
remember, you got to take 10 the first day, 20 the next day.
Right. Every day you take that amount of kibbles out. And I think that sounds like an excellent way to do it, and really, really could help, especially when the goal is not to lose any weight during that 90 days.
Right.
It's just to help his body transition.
Right.
Because at that weight, like you said, there could be, it could trigger lots of other problems.
Oh, boy.
Diabetes and all kinds of things. And
hepatic lipidosis is what they get into, where the body starts, putting fat stores into the liver cells, and then that's a downward spiral. So
my folks had their cat had that, and mm-hmm. it was the first. I didn't even know what it was. Mm-hmm. That was and gosh, we were dealing. Your friend and I haven't seen him for years, but we used to call you the Bubba Brothers, Dr. Brune.
Sure, Dr. Brune.
Yeah, because the two of you used to come in and mm-hmm. do Animal World together, and he was my parents' vet at the mm-hmm. time.
Yep.
And took care of their cat, but that's not a pleasant experience to go through.
That's
with
complicated.
Yeah. So that's why you want to be very, very careful with this. All righty, looks like we need to take care of advertisers before we have to stay on time in this hour. So, Judy, hold on. You will be our next caller. Looks like, Dr. Bill, we got a 22-year-old cat hyperthyroid. So that's where we're going next. We got a great variety of calls these days. And by the way, folks, we've got a couple of open lines. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Judy, you're next, and everybody else, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here, Vet Sunday, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your beloved pet limping in pain or even becoming paralyzed? I'm Dr. Nels, and I have a passion for animals and their people. When you've tried everything for your pet but nothing has worked, I'm the one to call. I can help your pet get their happy, active life back without drugs or surgery. For a free consultation with me, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the free report button now. That's healingministryforanimals.com. I can't wait to hear from you.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. I want to say thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us. And I think that describes us. We're real people, aren't we? I'd like to think we're real people. Alrighty then, it is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame is in the house, and we've got open phone lines. And we still have open phone line at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And at this moment, we are heading over to Seattle, and welcome Judy. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill. Good morning, Judy.
Oh, good morning, Martha and Dr. Bill. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome. What do you need Dr. Bill's help with?
Well, I have a 22-year-old cat, and she's been in pretty good health, except she is hyperthyroid, and she takes medication for that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, recently she's had some GI motility problems. So well,
Judy, what's her name?
Mata.
Okay, so GI motility problems.
Yes, yeah, so I put her on the gastrointestinal diet by Royal Canin, and that seemed to help a little. I give her Cadillacs, and along with that, I give her the missing link, and she also takes other supplements. She takes Duralactin, and she takes Veti DMG, and she takes an herbal formula made up by her vet, which includes enzymes, and then she takes glucosamine and chondroitin.
My goodness.
She takes a senior vitamin.
Wow.
Also. And she drinks alkaline water.
She must be a pretty cooperative cat to take all that stuff.
Well, she does. She's not thrilled about taking it, but she was doing pretty well. It seemed that after she started on her thyroid medication, her liver function test and her kidney function test went up a little, but seemed to normalize with the alkaline water. But now, a couple days ago, she didn't eat her dinner. She didn't eat any food at night. And I also give her grain-free food.
Mm-hmm.
I give her wet food, and I give her three different kinds every night, and she gets the gastrointestinal diet, dry food. She's a spoiled cat, somewhat.
Can I come live at your house?
Yeah.
That's what my neighbor said.
So let me ask you a few cat questions, if I may.
Okay.
When you say she has GI mobility problems, what does that mean?
Well, it means that she was having trouble having bowel movement.
Okay, so she has constipation problems?
Yes, and so the gastrointestinal diet seemed to help, but now for the last 2 days.
Okay, let me ask you some more. Let me ask you some more questions. How long has she been on methimazole?
A couple years.
Okay.
2 or 3 years.
Okay, and when did you last have a blood screen and a urinalysis done?
I had one done in September, but I just went to the vet yesterday, and they did. They didn't do a urinalysis, but they drew blood, and we should get those results on Monday.
Good. So anytime you have a hyperthyroid cat, as you know from what you've learned over the past couple of years, is that the kidneys are usually the cause for most of these old cats to fail without hyperthyroidism.
Right.
And
right.
then you add in the hyperthyroidism, and that just stresses your kidney function more, as you've learned.
Right.
Okay, so when you're an old cat, whether they're hyperthyroid or not, when an old cat starts getting constipated, you have to look at kidney function.
Oh.
And you know why that is?
No, I want to know
why. You want me to tell you the secret?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I will. So your colon has several different functions, and one of those functions, is to store the poop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the other major function is to retrieve water for the body.
Oh.
So if your kidneys are losing more water than they should, that's the reason to get a urinalysis.
The body would take more water out of the poop.
The body's going to draw more water
out of the
poop,
the
and then you're going to get constipated.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, duh.
Duh. So when you have an old cat,
Judy, we're learning all kinds of stuff.
When you have a client with an old cat that calls and they say they're constipated, I say we need to check a blood screen and a urinalysis.
Right.
So you've already done that. Congratulations. But I hope that her kidney values aren't changing.
Well, that's what I wondered.
I
was thinking constipation because she hasn't eaten now since Thursday.
Oh, I don't like that either. So the other thing, you make sure you get with your veterinarian tomorrow, because if they're not eating, there may be some other stuff going on, Mom.
Well, I know. I've been force-feeding her recovery.
Excellent.
And I've been giving her sub-Q fluids.
Excellent.
And so she's now today...
Yeah, and by the way, Judy, Bill and I are moving in with you, so you can take care of us.
Yep. So, sometimes you got to give those kids a little warm water enema and get that stuff out of their colon.
Ooh, a warm water enema.
Yeah.
Well, she had an enema yesterday at the vet,
and
I gave her another one last night. And she still hasn't had a bowel movement, but she's trying.
Yeah, if they aren't eating, they aren't going to poop.
Yeah.
She is drinking water, and this morning she got up and moved from her place behind.
Mm-hmm.
Usually she sleeps on the bed, but she hasn't felt well, so for two nights she slept behind the bed.
Yep.
But this morning...
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. She got up and moved back to her normal place at the top of the stairs.
Can you take her temperature today? Is that possible?
Well, I can. The vet took her temperature and said it was 98.8 yesterday.
Subnormal. So
she said it was low.
She needs an external heat source. So she needs a heating pad. And she can't be sleeping on the floor. She's got to be up off the floor. She needs a little heat source, be it a heating pad or some hot water bottles or a bag of rice in the micro or something. Because her temperature's dropping, and that's, we don't want that happening. How much fluids are you giving her?
I'm giving her, they said 100 cc's a day.
Okay.
But
is her skin still tenting up?
It's not really tenting, and the vet said yesterday she didn't really seem dehydrated.
Okay, great.
But I started giving her the fluids the day before.
Super.
And I have a heat lamp, and I have that on for her, but that may not be enough heat.
I would much rather have something she could lay on.
More like a heating pad.
Heating pad or some, you know, bags of rice or something, heating at the microwave, something that she could cuddle up against. Does she use the heat lamp?
She likes to lie in front of that, and I've got a little kitty shack that is supposed to warm up when you lie on it.
Oh, good.
So I'll put that in front of the heater.
Yeah, we need to keep her up. Wherever she's sleeping, she needs to be warm as much as she likes.
Okay, Judy?
Okay, yes.
I have something that I'm feeling compelled to bring up. Not a pleasant subject.
I know.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but I keep being told, I keep getting that I need to bring it up. So
I know.
She is, you know, 22 years old. You are
right.
A phenomenal mom and caretaker, and you've just gone above and beyond to care for her. But I'm wondering if you are in touch with her to know what Mata wants at this point, because, you know, we don't live forever.
And well, yeah.
So, you know, you've heard our shows with Darcy, haven't you?
Yes.
Because if I were you, now you have to make, you know, the best choice for you and for Mata. I would be checking in with Darcy to see how Mata's feeling and if she really wants to be here anymore. You know, it may be that her body is so old and so infirmed that she's ready to drop that body and get back to spirit for a little while and feel. So I just think it's so important to consider the animals and what they want in the process. And when you get to the point where, you know, you're having to do so much and they're not eating, it may be time to think about helping her go if she's ready. But she may not be ready, and she may want to do all of this. But the best way to know that is to talk to Darcy Pariso and find out from Mata's perspective.
Okay, well, I'll do that, because I sort of communicated with Mata the other night. I wondered if I should take her to the emergency room, because I've had so many cats with so many illnesses, and I know that they do wonderful things at the emergency room, but I know that it's also a very traumatic environment. I sort of asked her to indicate to me if she wanted me to take her to the emergency room, and she didn't. So
good for you. Excellent, Judy. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. But if you want some help with this now, because I think you're at the point, Amata might say, yeah, Mom, I'm not ready yet. Let's keep this up. On the other hand, she might have another message, but I think it would be really good for you to know where she's at this point. And you also, I just had this conversation with someone else last evening, that if you work with Darcy, you can actually work out a communication system with your animal friend and say, all right, I need a signal so you can let me know when you're done and that I need to help you leave. And so that there is no question that you know when she's ready. And Darcy can help you do that. Do you have Darcy's phone number?
No, could you give that to me?
Absolutely. It's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O, and her phone number is 425-280-5132.
Okay.
425-280-5132.
Okay, I will get in touch with her, because the same thoughts that occurred to me. I mean, I don't want to...
Well, and I'm wondering what Dr. Bill has to say, too. When you're dealing with, like, an elderly cat like this, Dr. Bill, that, you know, hyperthyroid, we got all kinds of, you know, stuff going on, and we're doing, you know, and we're having to do the fluids every day and all that sort of stuff, and now we're getting she's not eating sort of thing. How do you help your clients make a decision, or do you? I mean, what should she be looking for here?
I think a lot of it depends upon their own feelings and how far they would like their care extended when they get to that point.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
So
think
like,
well, that's a really good point.
That's an excellent
idea. Because I have a living will myself.
Yeah.
It's an excellent idea.
I don't want all that support care. Let's just get it over with. And, or it's like, you know, I'm going to fight till the end. And okay.
Well, that's true. We all have
But I think the communication or just opening up your mind to see if you can get a feeling from them, what those little kids are thinking in there, is a really good idea.
But, you know, that is such an excellent suggestion, and I hadn't thought about that before. It's think about how will I feel when I'm at this stage.
Right.
Because they are so much a reflection of us, and very true, that they very likely feel the same way you do.
Could be.
Right, and that's a really good point. And I did communicate to her that, Mata, if you want to go, I'm not going to do all these things to keep you here for my benefit, if that's what you want.
Well, when they start hiding or isolating like that, that's a little bit of an alert that, oh boy, something's brewing.
Yeah, and that's the kind of little signals you can ask for. You can say, if you really want to keep this up and you want to keep doing this, then you have to stay out, and you have to stay under the heat, you have to keep eating, and I'll know that if you refuse your food for, you know, more than one meal and you are isolating, I'll know that's your message to me that you're ready to go. So you can work out little deals like that is what I'm talking about.
Right. Well, I felt like it wasn't really a clear message because she slept behind the bed, and instead of going in the guest room and getting under the bed, she slept behind our bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then this morning she came out to be at her usual place at the top of the stairs so that she gets attention from us every time we go up and down the stairs. So, and she is drinking water, so it wasn't really a clear message.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, that's where if you're unsure, Darcy's the one to contact, but it sure sounds like you're doing everything you can possibly do that is not horribly invasive and make her feel worse rather than better. So bless your heart for being such a great mom.
Well, thank you. It sounds like I shouldn't take it to the animal emergency room today then.
Well,
I don't think that's necessary. Just warm her up and give her some fluids and keep syringe feeding her. And you'll hear from her. Just make sure you contact your veterinarian first thing in the morning to get the lab results.
Yep.
Yeah. And I guess the message is that, as with humans, you know, you don't want to spend your last days in the ICU hooked up to a respirator and multiple tubes.
That's right.
And so... I know it's the same with animals, and so I just have to decide, or with Darcy's help, you know, understand what her wishes are and try to accommodate her wishes.
Correct.
Excellent. Sounds good. And you call me off the air if you need to, Judy. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you, Martha, and thank you,
Take
Dr.
Care.
Bill.
Good luck.
You're welcome.
Thank
God bless, and God bless Mata. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, let's take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. Then we'll come back and do current events. And then, Dr. Bill, we got to get the lowdown on, you know, because we've mentioned the immune chews and the immune tabs and all of that. But I know we got people out in transfer faculty, a lot of people out there that don't know what we're talking about. And you've got some other stuff there in your hand we might want to get to. So anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. We'll take care of advertisers, come back with current events, and then educate you on some of this great stuff that Dr. DeVille knows about. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for dogs and cats, and Accutonics from galaxies to cells, planetary science, harmony, and medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down this Vet a Sunday edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Although that's probably not exactly the truth. I know we've got a short show due to a sports preemption coming up next month. I think it's the first Sunday of February. I think we only have an hour and a half on the air. But anyway, most every Sunday we're here, 9 a.m. to noon. And it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill, but before we get back to Vet Sunday topics, let's cover current events. Okie dokie here. Speaking of entertainment, we've been talking about her a lot, but our favorite Animal World animal communicator, intuitive, medium, and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso's got some classes coming up. Let's see, Saturday, February 11th, she will be doing her Talk to the Animals Animal Communication Class 101, and in that class you learn to connect, work behavior issues, problem solve, life purpose jobs, tips to work with your own animals, and more. That's on February 11th at Intraspace. That's the place down on Airport Way behind Tully's. Then on March 4th, she'll be doing at the same location the Medical Intuition and End of Life Grief, Animals and Spirit Questions and Answers. That's the 102. And let's see, she will be February 4th at Intraspace on a Saturday, February 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for their psychic type fair. And then we've got our Vicki Draper, healing your animal expert, massage therapist that makes the great crystal essences and so forth. She's got some classes coming up here, and a lot of hers are free. So here's a free class for you. Tuesday, January 17th at the Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville, boosting you and your animal's immune system naturally. Well, that's interesting. I wonder what she's doing with that. And that's a free class Tuesday, January 17th, 6:30 to 7:30 at the Whole Pet in Woodinville. And then calming anxiety for you and your animals, Thursday, January 26th, from 6 to 7 p.m., she'll be at All the Best Pet Care in Issaquah, That's free. She's got February 4th, which is a Saturday, basic animal massage, 12 to 4 p.m. at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. And this one is a pay. This is $95 to learn to do your own animal massages. Okay, so also got to tell you that, remind you that Pigs Peace Sanctuary is looking for donations to keep the pigs warm during this cold winter we're having. They're up in the Stanwood, or they're up in your neck of the woods, Dr. Bill. Mm. Pigs Peace Sanctuary in Stanwood, www.pigspeace.org if you'd like to send, if you want to just send a check for the pigs. It's Pigs Peace Sanctuary, P.O. Box 295, Stanwood, WA 98292. The Northwest Stream Center's got some great events going on up there. White Birds of Winter, and that's Thursday, January 19th at 7 p.m. That's with our own Animal World biologist and swan expert, Martha Jordan. She does a phenomenal presentation, the slides and the clips and all of that. She will explain the myths and share the facts about these beautiful birds. And it is geared for middle school students to adults. $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. You've got to call for reservations. I'll give you the website and the phone number in a second because I just want to tell you on January 27th, it's all about beavers at the Northwest Stream Center. Includes a showing of the IMAX movie Beavers and a presentation on beaver habitats, habitat requirements, and physiology. And if my memory serves me correctly, I think, Dr. B, haven't you gone to this All About Beavers presentation at Northwest?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you said it was really good.
Yeah, I
enjoyed
that.
All right, so $5 if you're a member, Stream Keepers, $7 if you're not. Call for a reservation, 425-316-8592 or www.streamkeeper.org. Mark your calendar, April 15th for Homeward's annual fur ball auction and dinner. Mark your calendars for Humane Society, Tuxes and Tails coming up, and that will be in May, on May 13th this year, new location at the Maidenbauer Center, so it's going to be on the east side this year. And then it's the last day of Humane Society's Chubby Cats for Petite Prices. At the Seattle Humane in Eastgate, across the I-90 from us. Today, all cats over 1 year and up, you get a $1 per pound discount. Excuse me. So if they weigh 15 pounds, you get $15 off the adoption fee. And they are open today from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. All righty. So that is current events for today. Next week is Behavior Training Healing Sunday with me. We will have open phone lines so I can take your phone calls, and I'll put on my animal behavior therapist and trainer hat, help you understand your animals, solve problems. And I'm going to have a special feature just to get you to tune in. One of our very longtime Animal World friends, who is a great animal advocate working for both animals and humans, working wonders, is in jeopardy and needs our help. So, need you to tune in next week. I will tell you all about it and what kind of help is needed. So, I hope you'll tune in for that. Alrighty, I think that wraps up our current events. So, hey, Dr. Bill, we have a few minutes left, and we mentioned the immune support that you have available a number of times during the show, but we didn't go into any details.
Okay.
So give us the lowdown.
These are a number of different products, variations in different formulas based on colostral extracts, medicinal mushrooms, curcumin, thymic extracts, a lot of natural agents that improve immune function. And they're in different delivery systems, depends upon what kind of animal suit you're in, basically.
Okay.
But what's really cool about this is the science behind it and the work that Dr. Raymakers has been doing.
And he's developed quite a reputation.
Okay. Yeah, he's a pretty sharp guy. Kind of looks like a little mad scientist. He's always got a smile on his face. But what's really interesting, and when I kind of share this information with my clients, if they don't really know what I'm talking about, immune support, is that there's science here. And the example is that Dr. Raymakers just received one of his patents for what we call vaccine enhancement, which means, and we've talked about this before, but when you take these orally administered natural products, it improves the ability of the immune system to respond to a vaccine, but also respond to a natural challenge. So you just stay healthier. But what's cool about this is that there's a human product that Dr. Raymakers has developed. It's a prototype product and formed a little limited partnership company. And we're trying to introduce these products back onto the human side in different areas.
Yeah, because you've got a number of different products for animals.
Right.
But I think there's only one product for humans that we can get from you now.
Right. It's actually not available.
This one, the one you're talking about now, is not available.
It's not really available. It's still in a prototype formula. But what's cool about this is that we contacted the PATH organization in Seattle. Do you know what the PATH organization is?
No.
It's about a 40-year-old group that was originally started by Bill Gates Sr.
Oh.
It's kind of like the Gates Foundation.
Wow, okay.
But their goal is anything that they can do to improve world health. And we've had several meetings with them.
Wow.
And essentially, you know, they've been working on a malaria vaccine for 16 years.
Okay, yeah.
And they can't get it up to the level of effectiveness that the World Health Organization will approve its use.
Oh.
And I suggested to our group that we contact them, and they looked at our work and Dr. Raymaker's science and research, and they are, very interested.
Woohoo!
In taking Dr. Raymaker's immune product, dovetailing it in with one of their studies, because, you know, they've done a lot of good work, that organization.
Oh, I think I'm getting it, because it might be Dr. Raymaker's human product might make their malaria vaccine more effective, and therefore the world health.
Exactly.
Yay.
So, you know, they're not lacking for technology at the PATH group. They're an amazing group of people.
Wow.
And we think that it's probably that they're trying to immunize people that are ill and can't respond. So if we can improve their vaccine effectiveness with an orally delivered natural product, then that may be the starting blocks for dramatically eliminating the malaria cases in the world.
Wow.
So if an organization is looking at our product, and they got some brilliant people, that tells you there's a lot of science here. So I'm talking about, on a daily basis, using natural immune therapy agents to improve function in the body, try to help fight off infections, try to help fight off viruses, use it for cancer, a lot of different applications. But there's some other bigger applications that are coming down the road.
Well, amazing, and I'd always say, I think that I don't think there are any other immune support products that are even in the same category
of
what Dr. Raymaker has created here.
He's a special guy. His other patent is it covers mammalian infertility, and we're at a kind of a holding place right now, is that we've got a study set up, and I want to give Dr. Raymakers all the credit. We've got a study set up at one of the Ivy League colleges to do a study with couples that are going to do in vitro fertilization.
Oh, wow.
Because his research has shown over the last 10 years that we improve the ovulation from ovaries and we improve sperm production.
Wow.
And we know that the products have an influence on cortisol metabolism in the body, which is a big player in early pregnancy infertility.
Wow.
And we got the foremost MD in the United States that looked at our data and said, oh my gosh, what are you guys doing? So the study's all set up, the funding's there, all we're waiting is for the FDA to ink the paper and say, start your study.
Wow, that's incredible.
Example is there's a lot of science there.
Well, yeah, and you know, just from you using these immune products with your patients. I know you've had many cases that the cancer shrink.
Yeah.
That it really does shrink cancer. It makes a huge difference. We're finding out in the work we're doing with the Pleckner syndrome, the endocrine immune imbalance, we are starting to see
they do better.
Some major changes and improvement with the patients on the immune support.
Right.
So, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time to go into this. We're just going to have to get you back for Vet Sunday soon. But for right now, there is one human product. Isn't there a human transfer factor?
Well, there's a transfer factor product that you know I've taken for 16 years. It's a good product, but Dr. Raymaker's modification of that is going to be far superior. Yeah.
But for right now, there's one human transfer factor product that you can get through Dr. Bill. For animals, there's much more.
Yes.
For our dog and cat friends, there is
Immune tabs, the immune chews.
Yeah, veterinary immune tabs, and there's the big, powerful formula, the red tabs. There's the green label, which is more than normal. Mm-hmm. There's the chewable form, which is the immune chews that a lot of cats will eat and puppies, dogs. Oh, that I was going to add. And then there's the transfer factor for cats and so forth. But a quick question is, because I saw a client yesterday, a 9.5-week-old puppy, and not through her vaccines yet. And so we were talking about she'd be great to invest in some of this immune support so the puppy responds better. For a 9-week-old little puppy, what would you recommend?
Half of immune chew a day.
Oh, so that's all. Just a half immune chew a day. Mm-hmm. Great. All right. I will let Samantha, if you're listening, a half immune chew a day. And let me give you, if you are interested or know anyone that's interested, all of these products can be ordered from you,
online,
correct?
Sure.
And you get online at the website? The website, which is www.billburlingamedvm.com.
That's correct.
You can find him on Facebook. Look for Burlingame Veterinary Consulting on Facebook. You can call him for a phone consultation or to find out what you need at 425-903-1913, 425-903-1913, or you can email him at billburlingamedvm@gmail.com.
Correct. Thank you.
All righty. We got those bases covered. Now, I told you next week it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. So tell everybody you know that's got behavior training or healing issues with their animals. Love for you to call in so I can help you understand your animal friends and solve those problems. I'm also going to share with you the story of a longtime Animal World friend that's in big jeopardy and does so much great work for animals and humans that really needs our help. I'll explain all of that. And let's see, if you stay tuned today, we are back to normal programming. So an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. And boy, I think that covers our bases. So Mike, thank you so much. And Kathy, thank you so much. And by the way, I forgot to tell you, Trina and Prescott are just off today. I don't think there's any problems with them. They just aren't here today. So everything's cool there. And it is time for me to leave you with animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I will talk to you again next week.